case you're wondering, this is Tim Robbins, a friend of mine, a friend of the parish, and if you come to the resurrection of the Lord, you'll often see him in another uniform. He's a deputy sheriff, and he's here to keep everything in order. Anyway, he's kind of my new MC, and glad to have him. And also, he can help us train the young kids over Resurrection of the Lord, because we're getting more young boys serving, and we're trying to get stuff for girls too. So he'll kind of keep them in order as well. So Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. According to the Acts of the Apostles and this proclamation by the first pope of the Catholic Church, St. Peter, one might be tempted to think that the sacrament of baptism isn't really necessary at all for salvation. You just need to be a good person. Act uprightly. But what does the church really teach? Anything can be taken out of context. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Lord himself affirms that baptism is necessary for salvation. He also commands his disciples to proclaim the gospel to all nations and to baptize them. Baptism is necessary for salvation. And here's the key: for those to whom the gospel has been proclaimed and who have had the possibility of asking for this sacrament. The church does not know of any other means than baptism that assures entry into eternal beatitude. And this is why she takes care not to neglect the mission she has received from the Lord, to see that all who can be baptized are reborn of water and the Spirit. This is important. God has bound salvation to the sacrament of baptism. But he himself is not bound by his sacraments. If a person knows better, then it's just not enough to be a good person. And to be truthful, there really is no such thing as a bad person. It's true, people do bad things. But God made every one of us in his image and likeness, and he redeemed us in his Son. So to be a good person is part of our essence, even when we do bad things. It's God's will that everyone be baptized and be saved. I once heard a story from a priest who told his personal story of the baptism of a well-known New York mafia boss. He said he was approached by two very large men in suits who told him that Mr. So-and-so, he didn't reveal his name, wanted to see him, and he wanted to see him now. So he said he got into the car and they took him for a ride. Now this priest immediately recognized the man's name, and his men told him that he was dying. He also discovered that he believed that he had never been baptized. When the priest arrived, the mafia boss admitted that he had lived a very bad life and he wanted to be reconciled to God. Well, Father was a bit skeptical of this claim that he had never been baptized, because it would have been very unusual for an Italian, and especially an Italian mobster, not to have been baptized as a baby. Most of us are baptized as infants at the time when we are not guilty of any personal sin. So baptism only took away original sin for us and bestow grace so that we could live a good Catholic life in the future. But since it was possible that this mafia boss had not been baptized, and since his motives seemed authentic, the priest went ahead and conditionally baptized him. Conditionally, since a person can only be baptized once, the baptism was conditional, because only God knows for certain whether this man had been baptized or not. But he was sincere. Now that's important, because baptism takes away all sin, not just original sin. It takes away all sin and all punishment due to sin. That means that if this mafia boss had not previously been baptized, and if he was truly repentant, and if he managed to avoid sin after his baptism, he would have gone directly to heaven upon his death. And when the priest explained this to him, The mafia boss said in amazement, "That just doesn't seem fair." And he was right. It's not fair. Because none of us deserves heaven. It's a sheer gift from God. There's no fairness here. And baptism is the first sacrament that opens the door to eternal life. After we receive it, we just need to try our best to live it. As you can see from the above story, God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. It seems the word uprightly means something very different to God than it does to us. It's just not enough to be a good person. We need the grace of all the sacraments, and it all begins with baptism.